Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've got to get into the financial news and other world news. Colonel Six is our guest. And I don't know how much I can say, but he gave me a lot of proof of who he is yesterday and some of the things he's been involved in. But he probably doesn't want to even get into that on air. But finishing up, you were bringing up the fact that normally there's not this many people together on one helicopter. The fact that it's the biggest one-day loss in the nine-plus-year war, almost 10-year war, coming up on that in October of this year, so 3 or 4 months from now. All of this really stinks to high heaven. And then you have the Pakistani TV with credible witnesses saying it lifted off, it blew up. We know that a helicopter did explode. And we know the whole bin Laden raid is a ridiculous fable, buried at sea, fake Situation Room photos. I mean, that's all come out. But that's really bold of this establishment if they really would wipe out the other half of the SEAL team. But you're saying you have talked directly to these family members and that they were already talking about going public and that that's why they had to be taken out.
That's right. They were talking among themselves, and it had been heard by someone outside of their group. I doubt outside of the team, but maybe another team member who was concerned that this information was going to get, that they were going to do something to blow the cover on it, and that person may have said something to someone else. I don't know exactly how it goes, but they had decided that they were going to hold back and wait for a better time to do it and see how, if it was going to come out from somewhere else, because Dr. Roberts hit on it so quick after it happened, and then General Gould came on and came right behind him with the exact same thing. Another thing you have to look at, Afghanistan has been in consultations or negotiations with the Taliban, because on four occasions, Karzai has asked the United States to leave. He told them that they were beginning to become like an occupying force. He told them that when they killed up a bunch of kids, a group of people that had like 8 kids in it, that he didn't want any more apologies. He said, at one point, NATO, get out. So each time that this is happening, I think what happened is they came back at him kind of like the Bobby and John Kennedy deal. They killed his brother, who was a big-time dope dealer. I mean, so it wouldn't be a great loss to the world. But it would be a great loss to President Karzai. And that's saying, like, hey, that your brother, that could have been you. So, yeah, people are waking up because people understand really what this is. Everybody in the Marine Corps is familiar with Smelly Butler. And he's saying that war is a racket, okay? And that makes us, in essence, racketeers. What you have to understand is, like I said, this is a rough and tumble game. People, there is no reset button, all right? And so you have to take everything as it comes. Okay. When they come out and tell you a cover story like this, and it has so many holes in it, then you just have to wait for the other shoe to drop. The other shoe has dropped. Now, they're going to get in touch with the gentleman I told you on the air or not, but Mr. Hirsch, okay? I gave him the number that I have for Mr. Hirsch. I don't know if it's – I haven't tried to call him myself, but apparently they got through to him because I told her she had any problems. Give me a call back, and I'd help her try to follow up on that. This is going to break pretty soon, okay? Because, like I say, these people have had – and really, you don't even know the numbers, because – if you got the numbers don't jive,
Colonel Six, I'm going to get into the economy, but do 2 more minutes with us on the other side. I want to come back because the New Yorker just last week put out a puff piece about the bin Laden thing. I know Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner. I've talked to him before, but he says he'll come on the show and never does. I know he's exposed Abu Ghraib and a lot of big events, Operation Phoenix, but I mean, they are in Obama's hip pocket. I don't know. The families ought to just give a press conference before they start getting whacked. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I have sources known to me, sources that are unknown, but have given us good information in the past. At Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, I do not have any sources other than, well, I guess I do have a couple sources with the Navy SEALs, but they're all retired. But these operations are all mixed in together, and no one in the Army, no one in the Marine Corps, no one is buying the official story that the biggest one-day loss just so happened to be people from SEAL Team 6, which was part of the same group that raided the Bin Laden compound. I mean, statistically, when the SEALs are such a small part of the overall force of, what, 70-plus thousand, not even counting contractors in Afghanistan, that they would be the biggest one-day loss is very hard to believe. It statistically boggles the mind. But that it would be from the same unit. And then you've got the whole Bin Laden story that is just beggars the mind. It's so ridiculous. I mean, the minute I saw that Situation Room photo on that Sunday night, the way they released it to dominate news coverage for the week, and Hillary with her hand over her mouth, I mean, you know when a photo's staged. It looked like they got them all scripted, the men all acting tough. Turned out that was fake. They weren't watching. There wasn't a firefight. The helicopter blew up, on and on and on. The media called it flawless execution. You know, with the helicopter blowing up, that's real, real flawless. This whole thing is ridiculous. And now, Colonel Six, who told us about McChrystal and Libya before it happened, that's a separate issue, but I want to finish up with the SEALs and the families, and they're saying they're going to reach out. Let me tell you, they need to do a press conference right now. In fact, I'm even creeped out even being somewhere close to this. This is very creepy, kind of like when I warned the D.C. madam a couple months before she got killed. I said, you better go public now. And she said, no. And I said, well, say you're never going to commit suicide. She said, never. And I even talked to her condo manager. She was good friends with us. She said men were following her. She was worried. She was getting documents to her mother, and they killed her. I hung her in her mother's shed. They don't play games. And then we got her handwriting. I was sent her lease. Was not even the same handwriting. And I had Florida detectives and people calling me, and that was creepy and weird. But the whole point here is the detectives said there were no foul play. Yeah, I don't need to talk to you guys. It's obvious what team you're on here. So all of this is happening. I mean, this is a dangerous situation, Colonel Six. Are you familiar with Jessica Lynch and how five of the survivors were murdered in a two-week period when they started speaking out, saying she hid in fear, none of this is true, when they were using it as PR to get women to join the military?
Yes, sir, I am. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. And some other situations, like I said, the Tillman situation was one that came across my desk to do some looking into, which is how I got in behind my crystal, okay? And so then we know what happened on that. But let me just make one other point. Yeah, these people, this woman didn't just up and call me either, okay? There was about six fences she had to jump in order to find out, to get me to call her back, okay? And I told her, let me know who you are, blah, 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 so on and so forth. I found it out real quick. And then I said, you know, how can I help you? You know, and I said that I would, you know, advise you. That's what I was talking about. I would advise you to get either call a press conference immediately or get in touch with Hirsch is the only person I could think of that would look at it. I should, Bill Gertz. I should have put it on Gertz, but I don't have his number anymore. But somebody that's going to get this out there that has a lot of credibility and is going to just say, you know, hey, this is what happened. I mean, it, you know, what happened is what happened. You can dress up the donkey to look like a zebra, but it's gonna still break. And for them to come out and do this type of thing is what is waking up the members of today's military. They're jacking them. They're jacking them around on the way that their pensions are going to be paid out to them. Like you said, they've taken the insurance money that they were supposed to have had and given them checks that when they try to cash the checks, they're bad checks. And
it's a contract. When they cash the check, it voids all the money they were going to get.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, all these type of things. And then you got people that say, well, we back the troops. Okay, well, if you back the troops, you know, I don't like the war, but I back the troops. You can't do both, friends. It's like they were saying, we're going to establish a no-fly zone. In order to establish a no-fly zone, you must start a war. That's the only way to do it. I mean, you don't just throw a net over.
Well, that's my next question. What's the word then? Because you talked to her and others. I mean, how many people are planning to go public? Do we have any idea? And what are they going to say? You know, investigate the shoot down of this helicopter?
Actually, when I talked with her, there was two other women there. And they gave me the impression there was at least a dozen, okay? And what they're going to do is they're going to come out and they're going to say basically that some of them had relatives, and mostly it's husbands. I'm just going to stick it, come out and say that. Husbands that were in SEAL Team 6 that were killed in the operation in Pakistan, and that other members that were in the other two helicopters, they know that there was no Bin Laden. So those are the guys that went back and they kind of kept it on the hush-hush for a minute, but then, you know, two people can keep a secret if one of them's dead. So they start talking even once amongst the others, maybe at a basketball game or in the gym or something like this. Anyway.
Well, that's my next point is that it was the family that came out on Tillman, and then it did turn out he wasn't fighting al-Qaeda. He was murdered. The Army's own coroner wouldn't lie, said that he'd been murdered. And then now it all came out that he'd sent letters home and was going to go public, so they killed him. And it's the same thing with Jessica Lynch. They were going to use her for PR. They told her to lie. She said, okay, I'll do it. And then finally she came out and said, okay, it's all a lie, or they were going to kill her, and then say, oh, the poor hero died in a car wreck. Right. But they'd already killed the other folks that were speaking out. Why are they so bold? I mean, if the Pentagon and the people that run this keep getting caught killing people who get in the way of their public relations propaganda, then I mean, if they really did kill these SEALs, which it looks like they did, these people are crazy. Because if they can't cover up the murder of Pat Tillman or Jessica Lynch's unit, they're not going to be able to cover this up.
No, but it's just like Jimi Hendrix said, acts as bold as love. You know, when you get to a certain point where you don't care if it's covered up or not, I tell you what you're going to need to do is prove it, okay? Now, how are you going to prove it? And I mean, take it into a court and have the elements of evidence and so forth to actually prove wrongful death or wherever you want to go for it. It's going to be damn near impossible.
So even if they're going to get caught, they don't care, because the only thing they couldn't deal with is the credibility of the Navy SEALs themselves going public. Now if their wives want to run around and say they were killed, that'll just be ignored. Kind of like even the Pat Tillman thing. They couldn't have him standing here saying, we're growing opium. Even if it came out they killed him, at least Pat Tillman, who has all this credibility, can't do it. Colonel Six, great points. Colonel6.com with two X's. We'll continue to check in with you as this develops. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Very well. Colonel Six answered the question. Smart guy right there. I tell you, this is beyond creepy. Beyond creepy. And again, the whole Bin Laden story is a lie. And so everything else connected to it. Is a lie. Now, I do not have words to describe what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the stock market. It went down, then it went back up. Now it's plunging. Dow falls 300. Bank of America sinks. And we'll put this up on screen. It's linked on Infowars.com, but also GrudgeReport.com is their top link, the red link. Dow falls 300. Bank of America sinks 15%. Gold turbo soars. Absolutely turboing. The Dow is down 358. Oh, man, I tell you, this is really, 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 really. NASDAQ's down to 107. This is not pretty. Man, S&P's down 49.21. And we have all been maneuvered towards this point, and then they're going to hold everybody hostage as the depression becomes more evident by fall, and the Super Congress is going to say, we got a new stimulus package, QE3. We're going to have to raise your taxes or nobody's getting their Social Security or pension funds, just like in Europe. Same thing they did, same playbook in Greece, in Ireland, in Iceland. Now, the Icelanders rioted for a year and the banks went, oh, we reassessed that. It turns out 93% is the London Guardian of that money's owed by our own banks. We'll fine. Don't worry about all the tax increases, Iceland. But this is unspeakable what's happening. And here's the deal. They've maneuvered us to this position, getting us to sign on to their derivative debt. And now they are our bosses blaming the Tea Party for what's happened. The very admitted culprits of the entire situation. And we're going to be going over all of this with Webster Tarpley and others coming up. Nomi Prinz, Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be popping in. But I want to bring Ted Anderson up at the end of this segment, the next segment. Now is the time to get into gold. Ted, where is gold right now?
Yeah, well, gold currently right now is trading at, there it is right there, 1714.90. It's seen a high today of 1720.30. Silver strong, too, 39.85 on a high, 39.42 currently. Alex, things are melting down. I mean, the S&P downgrading to an AA plus from a AAA rating is just, you know, sending the shot right over the bow, man.
Gold is up $49.10 today.
Yeah, it's just been just such a hot market. I mean, right now, well, give you an idea. I mean, like the G20 leaders are talking about meeting just because of this very thing to try to stimulate the markets to
stabilize.
That's
in the AP, quote, global, and again, that's give them trillions more. Oh, let us fix it. Yes, they're meeting right now to, quote, avert a global meltdown. They were meeting last night to do that too, Ted.
I know it. That's what's going on. So everything, you know, the big elite group that controls the world right now is trying to figure out ways to stop the economy from completely melting apart.
Yeah, because they want to slowly bleed us like a vampire creeping up to your bed at night. They don't want to do it out in front of God and the whole world. Ted, gold up $49 at $1,712+. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
Brother, won't with me. No woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Regular listeners, but the articles are posted, the video reports. Remember 6 months ago, I shot a special report video saying we're on the verge of total collapse, and folks are a day later going, where's the collapse, Alex? You know, Salente said, we're going into a collapse. You're like, where is it? They've been lying to you saying we're not in a depression when every real economic indicator shows we've been in one for 3 years. They lie and tell you unemployment's 9.6. It's been above 22% for close to 3 years. Even 60 Minutes says 22.5% nationwide. In their analysis, 33% in California. And that was in November of last year. That 60 Minutes, CBS has to admit 30%+. Unemployment a year ago in Detroit was over 55%. Crime is just exploding. My neighbors got robbed the other day and got vandalized. I mean, crime is just exploding. They're stealing metal off of everything. One of my crew was out shopping for houses out in the country, and a couple of the houses they went and looked at had recently, in separate neighborhoods in the country, had the guts stolen out of them. Okay, I'm ranting. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, keep your guns locked and loaded, and watch your kids, and lock your cars when you're driving around. There's all sorts of robberies intensifying, and the news is not going to tell you, and they're cutting back on police. Ted, it is so incredible to see gold at $1,712. It went as high, as you said, at $1,720. I mean, it's up $49 today. Was up $57. I mean, this is unbelievable. But, of course, they've signaled. What do you make of Alan Greenspan? And I have the quote here. The video's up on Infowars.com. Ted, I'll read the exact quote here. I'm trying to find it, where he said, we're not worried, we'll never default because we'll just print money. That is a default. The bankers get first use of it before it's devalued, but then they pass it on to us. That is a hyperinflationary statement if I ever saw one.
It sure is, and especially coming from Alan Greenspan. I don't know if you've read his stuff from way back when he was in college. I mean, he knows. You must be thinking we're idiots. If he thinks that
he hung out with Ayn Rand and Ron Paul people. He wrote books about the New World Order, and they came and hired him, like Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. Here's CNBC. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero possibility of default, said Greenspan on NBC's Meet the Press. But that's what the Chinese and Ron Paul and everybody have said. That is another default. You just pay them the monopoly money, Ted. So the whole world's freaking out.
It is. It's worse than a default. It's going to kill anybody or destroy anybody that saved their money. People that are retired and living off of their retirements are going to go broke.
And that's because they've invested all the global financial instruments with derivatives. If we don't pull the derivatives out, we have no hope, do we, Ted?
No, you're right, Alex. It's a house of cards no matter where you turn. That's why, you know, if we raise the debt limit, it's going to be a problem. If we don't raise the debt limit, it's going to be a problem. Alan Greenspan at least is being honest. Hey, look, we're not going to default. We're going to print as much money as it takes in order to solve this problem. At least they're being honest. You might as well button the hatches.
Absolutely not. Now, here's the good news. Ted, when they artificially plunged gold and silver 3 months ago, bought a hoard of it, a dragon's hoard, he sold out of that. But as it's been going back up, he's buying, buying, buying. The gold and silver you've got for radio specials today, listen to me carefully, folks. Tell us, Ted, gold-wise on average, where it was when you bought this gold. I know it varies piece to piece. And the silver, and what type of discount you can offer, folks. This is your time machine opportunity to get gold that Ted bought at a lower price that he still sells you at the lower price even though the market's exploded.
Well, I mean, the first thing, small pieces of gold make a lot of sense. The franc right now is at $371. I can tell you right now, the franc has gone up to a price of $374. This puts us in at a price range right around the 1690 level for gold. British sovereigns currently right now are trading at 469.73. I have them on the radio special for 465 even. So they're going to take a bump and an increase. See, gold is going up in price. Here's one for you. The U.S. Eagle now is 1836. I mean, if people have any sense to what's going on at all, they'll realize that that's indeed what the government's going to do. Print money. You know, right now, $88 delivers you the American Dream video. You're going to get two pieces of silver, you know, along with the Mark Dice book. Man, people should know what's going on.
A powerful film, free shipping, getting the silver dollars at cost. 800-686-2237. Folks, I feel good promoting deals that are this good. I got a whole list of radio specials. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. 800-686-2237. Ted, from what I'm hearing with you, it's, stuff's going to go up in price tomorrow?
Yeah, I won't have a choice. It's going to either go up or the market crashes, one of the two, but it ain't going to because it's going up.
800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Front row seat to the banking oligarchs gang raping every sovereign nation. You ain't seen nothing yet. No. You ain't seen nothing yet. They're not going to stop. We're going to look like Argentina. 70 years ago, it was still the wealthiest country in the Western Hemisphere per capita. Wealthier than the United States. As rich as an Argentine. Was the saying. Many Americans set sail as young men to go down there and make their fortune. Well, They are an absolute third world hellhole now, completely robbed. Ted Anderson was down there on his honeymoon, it was a year or 2 years ago, and he said he saw good-looking families, good-looking families, living in doorways everywhere. You know, not drunken, lazy people. These are folks living in doorways and then working at $1 a day, taking an incredibly rich, intelligent population, destroying them. This is what the oligarchs do. We're going to be talking to Webster Tarpley, who predicted all of this with absolute precision. The austerity. You've got to watch the Obama deception. You've got to get that film from 2.5 years ago and get it out to everybody you know. Download it from PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, when you purchase the DVD or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it funds us here. We are struggling to continue to capitalize this operation as we go into a depression. I know things are rough. We have got to launch the full spectrum television show and build out of that other TV programs, because we are one of the few shows that is a big enough platform to reach millions and to educate others. And we're seeing the material we cover now being picked up on by more and more conservatives, libertarians, and liberals. We're shattering the controlled left-right paradigm right now. We're going to do a special report tonight, 7 p.m. at PrisonPlanet.tv in the live show area. We're revamping the site to make it easier to find the live reports than we archive them, on the aftermath of the stock market plunging today, gold exploding in prices. We're watching it all. But not only do you get my book, Paul Watson's book, all my films, expanded extras, the higher quality audio podcast, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, you also support this broadcast and what we are doing. I'd like to say when you purchase gold and silver from Midas Resources, you support us as well. And Ted is a sponsor of the show, but there isn't much support at the prices Ted's giving you. I happen to know the inside numbers. But they're lost leaders, so I hope you also call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. 800-686-237. And don't forget the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And again, you can also call my office here, 888-253-3139. If you have any questions or comments about any specials or deals we have a very popular, it's my favorite item, new Infowars.com, Don't Tread on Me, camo, certified good old boy hats in. And there's not many hats I'll wear, and I like this one. So, again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. It's also very important in this imploding economy to support our local AM and FM affiliates. A lot of great stations have carried this show for more than, we've got affiliates going back 14 years that still carry us, but a lot of new affiliates, please support their local sponsors. If you're a local business and believe in this broadcast, you know, you vote with your dollars. We don't take your money like the tax man and then use it against you. You voluntarily vote, literally war bonds to save the republic, when you fund this media operation and when you sponsor our local AM and FM stations. Now, going to Doctor of History, he's also an economist, Webster Griffin Tarpley. If you have not watched Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, two films I made back-to-back, we predicted everything Obama would do. That film was basically done when he got elected, or when he got sworn in. It came out like a month after he got sworn in. It's more powerful than when we made it because of Webster Tarpley and other economists like George Humphrey laying out exactly what was going to happen. This is like you're running the Titanic at full steam right towards a iceberg. You know it's not going to be good. And the oligarchs have figured out this rationale of austerity is sexy, post-industrial world. They planned the whole thing out. Greenspan says, don't worry, we'll just print our way out of this. He told CNBC that. That means hyperinflation on one end. But if you don't print, then the economy stalls. So what do you do? Well, you continue to print money, and you have zero credit, zero interest, total credit to the population, real businesses. You don't just hand hundreds of trillions of dollars over to the globalists to do whatever they want. And so that's what's happening. Everything is going into the hands of the banking cartel that engineered this. And just like Greece, just like Ireland, the more we bail them out, the more money we give to the zombie banks, the worse things get. And again, the economy is in an absolute free fall route right now. I'll be giving you those numbers as we talk to Dr. Tarpley here. China is saying it's the end of the dollar. The world is moving away from the dollar quickly. They're talking about now that the downgrade's beginning, that the U.S. is basically technically defaulting, and they're reporting that hundreds of cities, towns, counties, states, dozens of states are on the verge of going completely bankrupt. But this is all fraudulent bankruptcy because 90-plus percent of the debt is induced debt that we were signed onto by the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan mafia that put their politicians in the House, Senate, and, of course, the Obama administration. Bush passed the baton over to them. And so no one is really debating the elephant in the room except for people like Dr. Tarpley. And we predicted it all 100%. Said within 2 to 3 years this would happen in Obama deception, fall of the Republic. Here we are 2.5, 3 years later. Webster Tarpley, thank you for joining us.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm not doing too good. I live here. I love my family. I'm watching these criminals sit up there, Geithner saying we would never lose our AAA rating, knowing full well once they got the Super Congress in, they were going to bring us deeper into receivership. Tarpley, welcome.
Thank you. Well, this is what we talked about. It's a depression. It is a breakdown crisis. It's a disintegration of the entire system, not just a collapse of prices, but institutions that cease to exist all over the place. Right now, there's a whiff of panic, right? It just crashed through minus 400 on the Dow. Let's go back to last week. We had this crisis around the debt ceiling. I regarded this crisis as totally unnecessary, reckless, irresponsible. We had a lot of wild talk from ideologues about how the U.S. could default. It wouldn't matter. That is very foolish. The U.S. Treasury securities are the bedrock of the economy of this entire planet. It's not a good system. I don't like this system, but I wouldn't say junk the system and then go off the cliff. I don't think that's good policy. So what happened last week was this fear about the U.S. default drove a lot of people to dump government bonds around the world. That would be especially Italian bonds, because Italy had been under attack since about July 11th, Spanish bonds and other bonds, along with U.S. bonds to some extent, but not that much. The money then flowed into Switzerland, Japan, and Germany, driving up their currencies and making their exports harder to buy. Not good for these countries either. They're very, very worried about it. So we had a situation where Italy and Spain were big targets. Now, we've also got this European August vacation break. The volumes in the bond markets of Italy, Spain are quite low at this time of year, a perfect occasion for the hedge fund hyenas and the zombie bankers to come in and attack using credit default swaps. The Europeans had a chance last year to outlaw credit default swaps when Germany, Schäuble, the finance minister, talked about it. They decided not to do that. They also talked about having a Tobin tax, a turnover tax on these finance oligarchs. They didn't do that. So they were sitting there pretty much exposed to the attack. And that then got the Spanish and Italian bonds going down. That, in turn, raises the issue, well, maybe the euro will blow up, and then, of course, the dollar might also blow up in some combination. What you then saw was a lot of European banks were going to the brink. If you look at Commerzbank of Germany, you look at Société Générale of France, Barclays of Britain, and some others, these banks are under a lot of pressure. A lot of European institutions are dumping U.S. stocks, and they're also dumping futures contracts in the oil market. The reason that oil is going down has a lot to do with the fact that that price is mostly speculation. And when the speculators get in trouble, they got to liquidate their positions to get into cash. So that's sort of the technical side of it. Now, in the middle of this, Standard & Poor's, the fact that this institution even exists today is a tribute to the impotence of the whole, what can we say, criminal justice system.
They have been transferred by the big banks who basically set these groups up. They've been transferred the power of Congress actually rating itself, so it creates the false idea that oligarchical bankers set the destiny and the credit and faith of your country. Right. Are they not really the true dictators now of our country, S&P, Moody's, and others, who are made up of a revolving door of the Big Six Zombie Bank executives.
Exactly. I was thinking this morning when I heard that Standard & Poor's was making ultimatums again to the United States. Standard & Poor's this morning says, we may downgrade you again, so watch out. And we demand immediate fiscal action. In other words, we demand genocidal budget cuts. My God.
They demand shock therapy. Never cut the trillions the bankers are stealing. Never prosecute themselves right. for the derivatives fraud. Cut your Social Security. And again, it's a fiat economy. It is a dependency economy. But once you're into that, it's the only economy you have. Even as Ron Paul has said, you'd have to phase out of this stuff over decades. You cut all of these safety nets out, we will go into a total road warrior depression instantly with riots in the streets, with 45 to 50 million people on food stamps. And what is S&P and others saying? They're openly saying slash it all, which is known as the IMF riot in their own documents, where they want the riots to begin to further cause absolute destruction of any institution so the banks can then come in behind it and literally set up mercenary warlords and fully conquer us.
I would say my feeling this morning was the ratings agencies are acting like Hitler. They're basically, Hitler used to say, this is my last territorial demand in Europe. And S&P says, well, this is my last demand for genocidal austerity for this month. It's time to fight back. The United States is under attack. That's the only way to look at this. This is now political. The gesture by S&P is completely political. And these, if the other ratings agencies, now we've got two more Damocles swords. We've got Fitch and we've got Moody's. What are they going to do? I think it's time to investigate these entities. What are their conflicts of interest? How many of them are shorting U.S. Treasury bonds? How many of them have relatives who are shorting
Yeah, insider
US
trading.
Treasury bonds? Exactly, insider trading. If those guys that you saw from S&P on all the television shows yesterday, if they were talking about stocks, if they were telling you to buy a stock, then they'd have to put up a chart that says, does this analyst own the stock? Do relatives own the stock? Do they provide services? Are they shorting? All the rest of this stuff. Somehow, these people seem to be above the law. S&P runs wild. The Treasury, and I think they're right, Geithner says, they made a $2 trillion error. If they make a $2 trillion error, where's the accountability? What are they going to say? Too bad if you lost your life savings. We're sorry.
But that's just a dance they're doing. Geithner's totally controlled by the very same crew, as you know, Webster, expanding on that.
Oh, but he's telling you the truth, that their analysis is worthless. Now, just think back to 2008. Those same ratings agencies, the three that we're talking about, they were giving AAA ratings to every piece of toxic derivative junk in Wall Street up until 5 seconds before the ultimate bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers or whatever.
Yeah, that was the sucker play. Now they're in the implosion angle, and that leads me to my next question. 3 weeks ago, you talked, because you read Italian, you speak Italian, that they were subpoenaing Moody's and S&P in Italy. Now we read last Friday that they did raid them, and so you're saying that's the same thing here. Raid their hind ends now.
Yes, exactly. Get the FBI going. Get the Department of Justice. The Secret Service, I think, still works for the Treasury, or could. There's got to be an immediate investigation. And the only way to do that is you've got to determine, is there a criminal conspiracy going on involving various hedge fund operators who are in collusion with these agencies?
And by the way, Webster, this is a big deal for those that don't know. This is one of the biggest things we've seen in decades. The fact that for the first time in modern history we're being downgraded, that means now that it's going to spread as a contagion to states, counties, and cities, and already has. So right. The very same hedge fund hyenas can now loan these counties and states and cities back citizen banker bailout money at exorbitant interest prices.
Right. They're driving. This is basically a conspiracy to raise the interest rates. In other words, to gouge the American people more. Right now here in the Washington area, right, everybody in Virginia and Maryland is waiting because we were told already by the ratings agencies that if the U.S. Treasury debt is downgraded, since Virginia and Maryland depend so much on the federal budget because of the nature of the regional economy, that the Maryland and Virginia bonds will also be downgraded. I think they're both AAA. But what are we talking about? The current situation is a dictatorship. It looks like this. At the top of the dictatorship, we have the triumvirate of S&P, Fitch, and Moody's. And they hand down their decisions. They say, we demand $4 trillion of genocidal budget cuts. We demand more budget cuts. Then those orders are going to go to the 12 tyrants. That's the super committee or the super Congress. I call them the 12 tyrants, a good term drawn from Greek and Egyptian history. The 12 tyrants, and we're getting some word about who they might turn out to be, the 12 tyrants are going to report around Thanksgiving, and then between Thanksgiving and December, Christmas basically, the Congress is going to be forced to vote on this. This is modeled on the BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closing Committee, although it's a qualitatively different level of operations, because this is now running the entire economy.
You look at the BRAC, before it was just they were deciding what bases to close. Now this is all the spending and cutting bills not coming out of the House and individual members. It's coming out of the Committee of 12 with Obama as the 13th.
Right, and this will be a secret committee. You know, in Venice they had the Council of Ten, right? The Council of Ten was the hated and feared secret intelligence agency of the Venetians. This is now the Council of 12. And the idea is that they're going to come up with their list of genocidal budget cuts, and it'll be take it or leave it. Look at what the BRAC did. Last week, we had a tragic event here in Washington, D.C. Walter Reed Army Hospital, which was the best facility in the world if you had paraplegics coming in, people who had lost arms, legs, limbs in the various wars. It's a tragedy, of course, but Walter Reed Army Hospital had developed the very best team in the world in terms of getting those guys back on the path to recovery. Now, that entire hospital has been shut down. It's destroyed. They say they're moving it to Bethesda Naval Medical Center. It just won't be the same. And it also means that there's one fewer hospital in the District of Columbia, where the district has been losing hospitals continuously. Now, what the 12 tyrants are going to do, they will do the same thing to the U.S. economy that the BRAC did to Walter Reed Army Hospital. And it is.
And imagine what the lobbyists will do. Imagine the power. We're already seeing Obama give health care waivers to his friends and GE's exempt from carbon taxes. Imagine the power this gives the oligarchy. Now they're not having to buy off 500 members of the House and Senate of the Congress. Now they just go to 12 super tyrants, and now we learn it was never about raising the debt limit. It was all about getting this agreement for the crisis that they were about to stage.
I think it's imperative now that legal action emerge against these entities. The United States of America is the most powerful modern state. The United States could reach out and crush these agencies like cockroaches, simply using the well-known track record. Look what they did in 2008.
But instead, their operatives run the government, so they're taming the giant. We are now kneeling to the one-inch goblin that is, you know, that is the New World Order, and we're being taught, and the Chinese are getting to buggy whip us and talk about how the dollar's dead, and it's all part of our humiliation.
Yeah, I would also say on this, it's time to stand up for the United States. Putin says the United States is a parasite. This is wrong. I'm sorry, Putin. Think again. Wall Street is a parasite, but if you look at the U.S. economy, let's just look at U.S. food production. The U.S. family farm, the grain and the corn that the U.S. produces, is the basis of the entire world food market. It's the only thing that's preventing whole zones of the world from going into absolute famine and genocide. So let's not overdo it on the U.S. parasitism. Wall Street is a parasite. There's no doubt about that. But there's also a productive economy here, which we could...
Wall Street is the parasite that's grown globally powerful from sucking our blood. It's the too big to fail. Instead of it telling us that we are bankrupt and we are scum and jumping on this global bandwagon, we have to expose that they are the parasites.
And the other thing is the Chinese. Now, there is this ratings agency, which is sort of a fly-by-night operation. I don't know what it is. Is it a Tong? Is it a branch of the People's Liberation Army? I don't know who they are. I don't like their ratings agencies any more than I like the ones here. It's time for China to butt out of the internal affairs of the United States. I don't want to hear advice from the Chinese about what kind of genocidal budget cuts we need to have. No. Sorry. And those crybabies, they should think now, if they went into the market and bought U.S. Treasury bonds, you know very well if you buy a bond in the market, it's a marketable bond. It goes up and down. It fluctuates. You can't come crying to say, oh, I made an investment and then it went down. Too bad. That was a very foolish
Well, by bad-mouthing the investment, they're only devaluing their previous investment, and that's what's so scary about this. Yeah. As the U.S. goes under, if people think Greece is sucking Europe down, if the U.S. goes under, we are looking at a total worldwide depression.
Again, I would not blame Greece. This is not Greece. This is an attack by the hedge fund hyenas organized in a conspiratorial meeting in a Manhattan townhouse.
But Webster, I wasn't blaming Greece. I'm saying if people think Greece and the bankers robbing it is causing problems in Europe, imagine what the U.S. going under would look like.
Okay, now, just in terms of that Italian judge, right, Ruggiero, he's doing things. Now, the Greeks, speaking of the Greeks have just banned short selling in the Athens stock market for the next 2 months. This is the wave of the future. In other words, when you're attacked by speculators and their ratings agencies and this whole cabal of financial interests, you got to fight back. The modern state has to fight back. One of the things you could say is, isn't S&P and aren't these ratings agencies really a supranational institution? Could the United States not defend itself using something like the Trading with the Enemy Act? I've talked about the need to start a new Tea Party, and the TEA in my Tea Party is Trading with the Enemy Act, which allows you to then say, look, we're being attacked. Our markets and our economic life.
By the way, this is something bombs can't even do. It's so destructive. They are attacking us. The people that AAA rated, known crud, totally run by the mega banks, are now doing this so they can prey upon us even more. It is absolutely, the Federal Reserve is an enemy operation. This whole thing is an outside financial paramilitary takeover, and I say arrest all of them right now for sedition and attempted overthrow of this country.
I think that's what it is. The country is under attack, and at that point, you've got to essentially do what you need to do. Now, the other thing is, what may these characters be preparing next? We have the following situation: Greece, Portugal, and Ireland are already receiving European bailouts from this crazy fund. It's a very misguided fund; should not have been done.
Which is our money again, but then we get blamed for everything.
Well, I don't know. That's not quite so clear cut, but it's a lunatic policy. But this means that the speculators have turned away from the original trio of Greece, Portugal, and Ireland, at least for the moment. They had then lifted and shifted to Italy and Spain, starting on July 11th, especially with Italy, and then crescendo last week. At the moment, they seem to be looking, as one guy on CNBC was saying this morning, the sharks, the hedge fund hyenas, are looking for new victims, and who might that be? The probable sequence is something like this. First comes Belgium. Of the northern European countries, the one with the most vulnerable bond markets is Belgium. And again, if there are any Belgian government officials listening in, guys, ban credit default swaps now. Ban shorting of your government bonds, and you will protect yourself. After Belgium, France. And now you're striking at the very heart of the European Union, the French-German relation. So if the French come under this attack, I think even with a no-goodnik like Sarkozy in power, something is going to have to give. In other words, somebody in Europe is going to have to say, are we just going to sit here and be raped, or are we going to fight back? And we'll see, right? They may lie down, play dead, roll over, whatever it is, or they may fight back. And
Webster
takes the form of the ban on credit default swaps.
Do five more minutes with us ahead of Nomi Prinz joining us. Webster Tarpley, Tarpley.net. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. You ain't seen nothing yet.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.